So was the visit a success, or indeed was it a bit of a disaster? Charlie Wolfe is with us. Good morning to you, Charlie.
Hey, good morning.
And Professor David Dunn from the Department of International Politics at the University of Birmingham. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
There was some uncomfortable viewing with the President and indeed the Queen. Some questions about protocol. David, what was your take on the visit in general and that in specifics?
Well, the programme that the Foreign Office lined up for him was the Heritage and High Life programme, trying to keep him away from the protesters and from the policies. But Trump dropped this bombshell in the middle of it with the interview to the Sun newspaper, which was hugely undermining of his hosts by criticising her approach, her lack of robustness, and indeed suggesting that the deal that she was negotiating with the EU was both a betrayal of the Brexit voters and would make a deal with the United States on trade less likely as a consequence.
Charlie Wolfe, it was embarrassing to watch. You would think someone at that level would know the protocol, for example, with the Queen. You know, at one point, it looked like she was shooing one of her corgis to try and move him into line.
Well, I think the Queen wasn't as bad as I think people made out. It's a new experience for anybody, the first time meeting the Queen. They step a bit in front of her, a bit behind her. I don't think that's the worst sin in the world, but he looked presidential. The thing was, I mean, the Telegraph was complaining that he didn't bow. Well, he's not supposed to bow to her. He's of equal rank. This wasn't an audience. But just to go back to the Sun, I think the problem is he's just honest. He tells you what he feels. And as far as, for instance, watching the actual interview, when you first heard it, it was like, yeah, my God, he's touting Boris Johnson. But when you listen to the interview, he wasn't saying that Theresa May should be replaced. He said, what do you think about Boris Johnson? Yeah, I think he'd make a good prime minister one day. Now he's giving an assessment. Trade. Again, he was stating a fact. If you're still part of the EU and you're part of the customs union, he's not going to be able to trade. That's not a political fact. That's just a fact.
He does seem to have a pattern, David, of almost trashing leaders before he meets them, then praising them when he meets them, like Theresa May, Kim Jong-un, etc. This isn't a first for him.
Well, indeed. I mean, your other caller talks about him being honest. What we see is a complete lack of honesty. He actually plays to the audience that he's talking to at any one particular time. And what it does leave is a massive inconsistency in American policy. And also, actually, as a president, you're supposed to be diplomatic, not to actually say what you think in an unguarded way that causes problems for your allies and hosts.
But I don't think it causes many problems. I think it benefited as far as NATO is concerned. But for instance, he was right to call Angela Merkel to task. That was pretty deep thinking as far as I'm concerned. Why are you buying energy off of, your phone? The guy that's going to turn the taps on.
Maybe he feels, Charlie, that he can achieve more by being disruptive. Mrs. May, for example, has been accused by her critics of being too soft with the EU. So maybe he believes his tactics work.
Exactly. And he is a disruptor, and it does seem he was successful as far as concerned. He's got more money out of him. Everybody else, past presidents have asked for more money. No one's got it. He's now touting for 4%, which he probably won't get, but he'll now get the 2%.
Do you think he'll be a disruptor with Putin? He's actually in Helsinki at the minute. Is that going to be his tactic there, or will he maybe have a bit more respect?
It's going to be an interesting one, because I think he's going to be both good cop and bad cop. So if you think about this, there's some issues where he's going to chastise him as far as, for instance, meddling in the U.S. electoral system. He's going to chastise him. But
He is? You believe he will chastise him on or question him?
Whether he does it publicly or privately, I'm not sure. But, he now has the evidence, obviously, from these indictments that have come down. And, I don't think he's going to be scared of Vladimir Putin. This is not going to be Barack Obama. He's going to, in private, tell him what he thinks. But at the same time, he's got to negotiate on the sense of Syria, where he wants him to, Vladimir Putin to be a friend in a sense, or to be a helper. They have an equal goal of trying to get Iran from meddling as far as Syria is concerned. So it's going to be a very interesting negotiating process he's going to go through. And I think, as you said,
What about Charlie? Sorry, just because we're a bit pushed for time, but the issue with the hand holding and Theresa May, we've seen it before when she went over to America. And now again here, some suggesting it's almost submissive.
I think, again, it's just, remember, this is his style. He's not a politician. You're not going to expect out of him things that you may expect from other presidents. You know, he wasn't going to go hold the Queen's hand, but Theresa May, he considers a friend, and he's going to hold her hand. If that's the worst sin of the world, then well, thank God for that.
Okay, just before we finish, David, should Mrs. May have been a bit sharper with Trump, even though he was a guest of the country?
No, the protocol and the politics of this are that you're welcoming two important allies and you treat them with respect and you treat them accordingly. And you can't afford to fall out. You can't afford to fall out with America, especially given that we're ending the pattern of trade for the last 43 years and I'm reliant on America for a hopefully good trade deal. So it's entirely in the interest of the UK to do as most politicians do and to actually do these things by the book rather than the playbook of the neophyte Trump.
Last week, Charlie, he said that if the UK doesn't get the right Brexit deal, then they won't be able to get a trade deal with the USA. And then he seemed to renege on that slightly as well. And that just adds to the mixed messages that come from the president.
He does mixed message. You know, he speaks what's on his mind at the time.
Yeah, but if he contradicts himself, that's where there could be problems.
Again, this, I think, is the disruptive part of him. And yes,
but he's the president of the United States, so you're almost describing him like a naughty schoolboy.
Well, no, I wouldn't go as far as a naughty schoolboy, but you know, I agree with you. There is an interesting dynamic in that the policy people have to keep up with the president, and the president plays it as he sees it at the time. And again, while he's the president, I guess it's his call and his style as to what works for him. And
okay.
Sure, it makes it crazy for the rest of us, but it also makes it, I guess, entertaining as well.
Okay. Charlie Wolfe, thank you very much. And Professor David Dunn, thank you as well.